when I interviewed Woody Allen. And what's interesting to me, because he was the least controversial of the comedians I interviewed, you know, like, for example, Mort Saul and Dick Gregory. And yet he said what, to me, was the most controversial thing. I asked him, are you concerned about the population explosion? And Woody Allen says, no, I'm not. I mean, I recognize it as a problem which those who like that area can fool around with. I doubt if there's anything I can do about the population explosion or about the atom bomb besides vote when the time comes, and I contribute money to those organizations like the ACLU who spend their days in active pursuit of ends that I'm in agreement with. But that's all, and I'm not going to set fire to myself. Question, but do you agree with the motivations of the Buddhist monks who set fire to themselves in Vietnam? Answer, I don't think so. No, I think that they don't know what they're doing. I think they're nuts. That's not the answer. When all is said and done, it's not the answer. When you're home at night and you say to yourself, tomorrow morning I'll get up at 8 o'clock and set fire to myself, there's something wrong. I wouldn't do it that way. I can see dying for a principle, but not that way. At the very minimum, if you are going to die for something, you should at least take one of them with you. Go back to the Jews in Germany. If you have a loaded gun in your home and the state comes to get you, you can at least get two or three of them. I'm not opposed to violence as a course of action in many instances. Sometimes passive resistance is fine, but violence in its place is a good and necessary thing. But setting fire to yourself is not the answer. With my luck, I would be uninflammable.